Page 123, Soul Not Skin, Becoming the Me I Was Meant to Be. I wrote, fear over my father withdrawing his love again, proving that I was not lovable on a whole new level. I couldn't bear it. I was sad. I was angry, hurt, vulnerable, and afraid. I couldn't experience losing my family again. Somewhere in our childhood, we developed an idea of ourself and of the world around us. An orchestra of ideas, really, that sort of play together either in harmony or not. And harmony may be relative. You know, the music that my orchestra plays is a song that I become accustomed to. And any song besides that seems like something is out of tune. That said, if I get to the point in my life where I am not happy with the music that my orchestra is playing, then I have to take an active role in redirecting the music. Now, in this metaphor, I'm speaking simply of the things that I believe are true. I put a lot of stock in what other people thought of me, and it began when I was a little girl, and I was seeking the attention and the affection of my mother and my father through drinking, through divorce, through the complex environment of being a preacher's kid in a religious environment. I wanted their attention, and I learned that to get it, I had to become what I needed to become, rather than who I was. Back then, that moved into my subconscious and has been driving ever since. Outside validation, outside validation, outside validation, outside validation. The society we live in depends upon me needing outside validation. It depends on it, because then it can tell me that I'm not thin enough. Then it can tell me that I'm not smart enough, that I'm too noisy, too pushy. I need to be more quiet. I need to be slimmer. I need to not talk so much, think so much, love so much. If I require outside validation, then I will fail to trust myself. I will fail to trust what spirit is moving in me and asking to create through me. I will fail to trust it, and I will always comply. And culture wins as I subconsciously seek to belong in a world that does not share my values of love and kindness and kinship and patience. And I wake up distressed daily because I am in a pattern of complying to seek outside validation toward the bottom line of the corporate objective of choosing between two unsavory options. There is another way. What if I learned, not just through spoken word, but through the invisible actions and the energy of those around me? What if I learned that I truly was valuable just as I am, and that I really could become anything that I wanted, even a Cubs player? Instead, I surrender my own creative spirit so that you might think I'm good. I'm done. COVID has been a lot of things, folks. It's been a lot of things, many of which are tragic, sad, eye-opening, illuminating. And what I've done is spend enough time with myself and people who care for me and support me and crave connection, that I've begun to use the gift that I've always known I had inside, because it's my heart's desire. And the gift and the heart's desire is to share, connect, nurture, hold space, love, see, imagine a better day with you, with others, with us, rediscovering we. I'm Jen Slumak, and this was some of what's on my mind.